about the phenomenon UFOs. I like it. Are you interested in that, JP?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting. In our Better Living segment, we have Brian Benson, once again, who's an inspiring talker. He's written a book. He's several books. He's got a video out that's very inspiring, and he has a very special gift to offer up coming up next Wednesday. So we're going to talk to him. Joe and Cassandra, my friends from Integrity Casting, are coming in. I hope they're going to bring Marcus. Marcus is this most incredible rapper who has a very inspiring story to tell. So if we don't get with him, because he's pretty popular now and he's going on tour, he's awesome. Inspiring tour.
Oh, tour.
Rapper tour. He's a rapper.
Didn't know we were doing accents.
Clean, though, kind of. Well, you can fall into an accent anytime you care to, JP. So it's going to be a good show today, and thank you once again. And yes, 823-1920, if you'd like to drop in on us. Once again, JP with the Attitude, my co-host, welcome. We were interrupted by the Niners game last week. I bet that made you happy.
Oh, it's just pretty exciting watching them play.
Were you rooting for the Niners?
I'm rooting for the Niners. I've never seen a defense that strong.
Oh, they were all over them, weren't they?
And now they're going to be playing the New York Giants, who seem to have a defense that's just as hot right now. So I don't know if anybody will score a point tomorrow.
So who's in the playoffs now? Tell us, though.
San Francisco 49ers are playing the New York Giants in San Francisco tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's the, I'm drawing a blank. It's the Ravens.
Oh, Ravens. They did make it.
And the Patriots in the AFC. Yeah.
Oh, I always root for the Broncos. Back to my bartending days.
They're gone. They lost last week to the Patriots.
But hey, they did a great job. They had a good season from what I hear.
And apparently Tim Tebow, you know I'm a Tim Tebow. I root for him.
Yeah.
He was apparently very injured in the second half of that game, and he kept on playing.
Do you think they do that on purpose?
What?
Try to injure the guys that just can make or break the game.
Not in a mean way, but you try to hit somebody as hard as you can, especially if you get a chance at the quarterback.
It's like, take him out, right?
So he had a...
But he made it anyway.
Cracked rib and a bruised lung and everything else, and he kept playing.
Determined to get that ring. Yeah. Well, we'll be watching the Super Bowl. When is the Super Bowl this year? Didn't it used to be in January?
Yeah, now it's moved up to February.
Now it's February 5th?
It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, is it on a Monday? It's Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Hello, Mr.
Wasn't
Politics.
Wasn't there 1 week where they only had a 1 week gap between the last playoff game and the Super Bowl?
That was when they started moving it, and trying to make the football season longer and longer. Pretty soon we'll have football all year long.
It won't bother me. I can't believe you have let me talk about sports.
I let you do that.
Wow, thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I knew that would perk you up. You've been kind of in the doldrums this week. We didn't get to come in last week, and things in everybody's life, as well as the fire, and you guys weren't affected at all by the Washoe Dry fire, were you?
Well, it was pretty smoky because we're closer than you are, actually.
Yeah, you are closer. Wow, it was scary.
It was smoky.
I was thinking about everybody I know, little Amy, my Amy girl down south. I had to call everybody and find out she did get evacuated.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. They had to, and they just went and had some fun in town for a while. But and it turned out okay for them.
Well,
but yeah, crazy.
10,000 people were evacuated.
10,000
That's a lot
people.
Of people.
And you know, they said that the elderly man that finally came forward, that said he started the fire, was extremely remorseful. I do feel for him. I feel awful for him. He came forward on his own accord from the blaze that fueled 82-mile-an-hour winds. Not the day before, not the day after, not today, but the day the winds were the biggest is when it happened. And he feels terrible. It burned nearly 3,200 acres, forced the evacuation of up to 10,000 people.
Right. 29 houses destroyed.
29 houses destroyed.
And we just had this a few months ago. I mean, it's bizarre that we had it twice.
Yeah, the Collin Ranch fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, blazing. Because the fire season is normally over with by now because we're getting snow and rain, but we haven't. So we're kind of lucky, though. I mean, I know the flash flood problem. There's just one after the other. We all know that when you get up in the morning. It's like, man,
starting to be like California around here where there's a disaster every other week.
Do you think that's because we've got so many Californians living here
now? Bring bad luck with them or something.
But we're feeling for all of those displaced, and some heart-wrenching stories came out on the news. And I think our local news did pretty good jobs. Pretty good. They did pretty good jobs just keeping it going, letting us know what was happening.
We only had one person who died, right?
Yeah, so the elderly woman.
Yeah.
That was just a sad thing. Three horses. Their horses died. You know, and the little girl says, why us? Well, why anybody? She said right after that. But who knows? Something, and I am this little Pollyanna. My mom's always said, stop it, stop it, stop it. Life isn't grandiosa with a big lollipop. But something good will come if they allow it. They're banding together. Yeah, they lost their material things. just grieving over their animals. I mean, that's very, very hard. Right. And their grandmother. But something good will come from it.
Yeah.
And everybody chipped in, and firefighters, and gosh, they could say that it could cost up to, this is just an estimate right now, $690,000 to fight that fire. And that could go right to the little old man who caused it.
I saw him talking about that on the news. It's because it's off season, so a lot of the firefighters have gone back to their regular homes, and they're not available, so they had to call people in from everywhere.
And they do, though. They just come because they love it, what they do, and they're heroes. Just can't say enough about that.
Do you see those videos of how the flames were going sideways? The smoke was going sideways. It wasn't even going up in the air. Mm-mm. When you have an 80-mile-per-hour wind,
zoom, it's gone.
The embers are going 100 yards or 200 yards at a time.
And we don't know all of how it actually happened. I mean, I doubt, I could be wrong, but I doubt if the elderly man went outside, took burning embers, and threw them into the wind.
No.
So you can imagine how he's going to feel. Plus, what about the other lawsuits of the people who lost their homes and insurance going after the it's just, it's a mess, and I'm just going to pray for everybody. Prayer does work. It helps me feel better anyway. It does. So anyway, our hearts go out. At least it's contained. And good things. We had a lot of friends down in Pleasant Valley. So we were worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It must have been really smoky at Summit Mall. I almost went there to a movie that night.
You know what's funny is I was working in the Old Town Mall that day, and I smelled smoke. It wasn't until about 2 o'clock, though, when I smell smoke. Couldn't smell smoke inside here. But that's how bad the smoke was by 2:30.
In my condo, it was bad inside.
Yeah, we didn't, we smelt it in the air, but it didn't blow our way. So, remorseful man admits causing the Reno blaze, and we'll be praying for him.
And they haven't released his name, have they?
No, they haven't.
You know what? I'm one of these people that I don't want to blame somebody every time something goes wrong, and yet seems
bad thinking.
Modern society always wants to have somebody to blame.
Well, because the money, they want to sue someone. That's where I see it's gotten to.
I don't know what it's about.
You know, right away, or we'd be jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, sue him, sue him. You don't know. He maybe has Alzheimer's. Who knows why that happened? He might have thought they were out. As a matter of fact, here's something kind of ironic. My sweetie says to me, well, some people put their ashes in a paper bag. How stupid is that? And I said,
I don't know what that's all about.
I've done it.
Hot, I don't.
Well, you don't think they're hot. You they're in your fireplace, right? You burn them the night before. Some wine, burning the ashes.
Think they're done, right.
The next day, you're going to burn them again because it's cold or people are coming over. Or you want something. So you think they're out. They look dusty. You scoop them up. You put them in a bag because you're going to put them in the trash and you throw them out. I mean, it could have happened to me.
Right.
It could happen to anyone. And then my sweetheart shared a story with me where he was out welding one day and it caught some grass on fire. And you know, if anybody knows him, he's very safety wise, you know. And thank God he could handle it and put it all out, but he was out of breath and didn't know if it was going to spread to the rest of the town.
Did
so
it
can. No, it didn't. telling on you, honey. No, it didn't. But it could happen to anybody just through those kind of mistakeful thinkings, especially an elderly person.
That's what the news accounts emphasizes, that he felt horrible.
Well, and what's going to happen, of course, the DA is going to have to decide
and
if he's going to press charges.
And that's what bothers me. Every time a child dies, the prosecuting attorney gets involved and said, we're going to look to see if the mother was negligent. Well, come on. The mother is already heartbroken. The child died.
Not necessarily. The way the world is now, you have to go that way. You have to follow the rules and the procedure and the policies, and you have to take it that way because someone could say, oh, gosh, that woman's just grieving like heck, and it's happened before, and she's the one who did it.
Well,
so you've got to double check. And I know it's hard.
I thought you said you were Pollyanna. Now you sound like
a cynic. But I'm at all. I tell you, I am schizoid Sybil, so don't mess with me. I'm actually one of those people that can see each side of things. You know, I'm just as capable as anyone of anything. And I get out of control sometimes and bad thinking. You know, it's like Swanky Champagne would say, I am just one bad decision away from having a night just like that. So we got to remember that and be compassionate, and we'll see what happens in that. But what else can you say?
At least it wasn't an arsonist, so we have that out of the way.
Yeah, I know. Remember right those? Away, you know, that's the thing I thought. I said right away, I go, did somebody set that fire? They waited till the windiest day of life.
Remember those L.A. fires? Was it last year or the year before? Yeah. And it turned out some guy was going around on the hills and starting them?
Yeah, people have done that all the time.
Oh, that just made me mad.
We had a couple fires started up on Peavine many times. I've been here a lot of years, and there's been many fires started up on Peavine.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Irritates you. Makes you just want to strangle somebody.
You know, they get in the news. Everybody's talking about it. Also in the news this week, oh boy, the capsized cruise ship.
Oh my gosh, is that fun?
Is that unbelievable?
It's
like
such
the Titanic?
Fun story. It's a fun story. Come on. Well, I don't.
Well, it does have all the trappings of a real drama of the week.
The captain.
Mr. Party Boy.
With
Mr.
His
Party
girlfriend.
Boy.
Come
his
on.
Girlfriend.
Let's be honest here.
I told my brother. I said he looks just an. I'm wrong, it's okay. I'm just saying. Right away, my first thought was, yeah, he looks like the type of guy that right away says, I want every single girl on this ship's name in my cabin by the time we sail.
And he's a married man, so he's probably glad he's in jail.
That's why he was swimming. He hoped he'd drown.
If he goes home, he's going to get killed.
Can you believe it, though? I mean, it's nothing to laugh at. Raising toll. I mean, the death toll's 12 now. They found another woman this morning. They found a woman in a compartment. Search and rescue, pulled her body out.
Some of the side stories, though, like he says he ended up in the lifeboat because he fell into the lifeboat.
Yeah, he fell and tripped.
Couldn't get back on the ship.
On his lips. That's what he fell and tripped on.
Ship cook says that he ordered dinner, he and his girlfriend, an hour after the collision. So.
Well, no, not an hour after the collision. An hour after they started scurrying because they had the blackout.
Right.
They had a blackout.
That was a collision.
And did you see... Yeah, you're right. Did you see where they were? The Coast Guard was calling them on the radio saying, hey, what's going on? And one of the guys just kept saying, oh, yeah, we're checking a blackout. Well, what's going on? Are you taking in water? We're checking a blackout.
Yeah, they called it a blackout.
People in danger? And do you need some help? Hey, we're checking on the blackout, I told you. You know? I mean, that was awful strange, and it's still awful strange.
And did you hear the sound recording of the Coast Guard in Italian?
Yeah, in Italian, yeah.
Yelling at the captain, get back on your ship.
You go down with that ship, buddy.
And now he comes up with this excuse that he fell headfirst into the lifeboat.
I mean, even if he fell headfirst into the jello, it would be more believable.
Oh, the Coast Guard guy was furious. What? I can't believe this. Get back on your ship.
I know.
There's people on there yet.
Get them. It was crazy. And of course, they were testing his hair and they tested his blood alcohol to see if he was drunk and doing any nasty party favors. Party favors.
I imagine. Mm-hmm. Well, if drunk driving's a crime, you can imagine drunk cruise ship driving. That's got to be a crime.
Well, come on. I mean, what's the big... His head waiter needed to wave goodbye to his family. That's why he went in too close.
Yeah, he has some excuse about waving
that
to somebody.
That is the lamest thing. I mean, did he owe him a gambling bill? I mean, what was the favor he's
You know
returning?
What I ended up doing, Jay? What? And this is a man. I ended up comparing...
This is a man.
This guy's young girlfriend that he was having dinner with after the hole was made in his ship.
Oh, yeah, what she said, but we were here with
I was
all the
comparing
people.
Her to Gingrich's ex-wife and seeing how... This young girl is defending the captain. He saved 3,000 lives and he got off.
He's a
hero.
He
didn't get off the ship like everybody said.
He fell.
She's defending him.
Back. Yeah. Well, she's young.
So I like her.
Yeah, I wonder what he owes her. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, there's more Hot Topics of the World. Also some politics. Mark Easter is going to join us from MoveOn.com. So get it up on your website. You're with Broadview. We'll be right back.
1270, The Buzz.
Get in the zone.
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ugh. I took some meds for this cold, but I'm still stuffed up.
Honey, what did you take?
NyQuil.
NyQuil doesn't unstuff your nose.
Huh?
There's no decongestant.
What?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels, a more complete cold formula that fights your worst cold symptoms, plus it relieves your stuffy nose.
That's the cold truth.
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night in a liquid gel.
Oh. what a relief it is.
And for fast relief of your worst allergy symptoms, try new Alka-Seltzer Plus Allergy.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Oh, and I was just going to give a shout out to Al Cartledge. He's going to be on our show, CPA, you know, with tax coming up and everything.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to him about some things that we need to know. I know you didn't want to hear that, did you?
I hate this time of year because those doggone H&R Block ads are on 24/7, aren't they?
No. And I did it 1 year. It cost me $500 to get $112 back. That's the stupidest thing I ever did. And we were talking about our last hot topic, which was, of course, the capsized cruise ship Costa Concordia. And you can get all the information, and we no need for us to go all over it, but we were talking about that. But what about the Valdez? Do you remember that captain? Captain Hernandez, was it? What was his name?
Hazelwood or something.
Hazelwood. That was it.
Drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a skunk, maybe even smoking a little ganja while he was rolling down the Pacific Ocean with the oil tanker.
Well, yeah, he got in a lot of trouble for that.
He got in a lot of trouble, and we haven't heard how much trouble have we.
Well, yeah.
I mean, leave town. That's when you want to have a new identity, something like that, you know? That's just crazy. Yeah, can you read that? He's got some information up there for me, but I told him make the font big, and he made it 29. What's happened? Did we hear anything more about him, the man who...
He was accused of being drunk at the time, though at trial he was cleared of this charge. So you and
I have just defamed this
poor man.
Oh, my gosh. I take it back. I'm very
sorry.
I apologize.
But I thought that same thing you did.
Well, that's what we heard.
I am sorry, Mr. Hazelwood.
Yes, we apologize for
that.
He
was accused of being drunk at the time of the accident.
Was he on medication or something?
At trial, he was cleared of the charge.
Well, something was wrong with him.
He was convicted of a misdemeanor charge of negligent discharge of oil. That seems kind of lame. He just dumped all the
millions of
gallons.
I thought it was from his bong, but I guess it wasn't. Okay, we're sorry. We apologize.
He was sentenced to 1,000 hours of community service. I am sorry, Mr. Hazelwood.
1,000 hours wouldn't clean up the mess that thing made.
Well, why did people accuse him of being drunk then if he wasn't?
Yeah, why don't we hear that he wasn't, that he was clear? Why defame the man
Maybe
for the rest of his life?
Maybe I should be accusing this Italian captain of having a girlfriend at dinner.
Oh, gosh. We're going to get a lot of trouble here. No. Well, also, you know, it was interesting. I didn't put it in my notes of hot topics because it just happened. But what about the body parts they found below the Hollywood sign?
That's creepy, isn't it?
Do you have any more information on that?
Well,
wait a minute. The man whose head, hands, and feet were found, it was a man. The famed Hollywood sign, he's been identified. Confirming the Los Angeles Times, the dead man was 66-year-old Hervey Medlin. He was a Los Angeles resident. He lived close to where his remains were found, a former employee of Mexicana Airlines. Wow, body parts.
So he was deceased, right?
Well, he is now. That's all I can tell you. He is now. And Deshaun, where did they find his other parts of his body? In Phoenix or something? Did you hear about that? Somebody was saying they found his other parts.
That they had found a body in Arizona with no head.
Oh, that
no
was
hands,
you?
No feet.
See, more of this information that you're pumping into us
Let
here.
Let me find it, okay? So they don't know if they matched the hands and feet they found in Hollywood.
I thought it was just hands and feet. I hadn't heard the head part even. No arrests have been made. It's a very grim case. Though a person of interest was detained and questioned on Thursday in